So you want to run Facebook ads, but you either don't know where to start or you have a really low budget and you actually feel like it's going to be a waste of time and resources to actually get results given how much of a low budget you have. In this video, we're going to pull back the layer in terms of what you should have in place to actually see results when you run ads on Facebook or on Instagram, even if you have a low budget. Because here's the thing, most founders, most business owners think that they need a massive ad budget to be able to get consistent, profitable results with their ads, which couldn't be further from the truth, right? What matters the most when it comes to actually running ads and seeing success is having a predictable ad strategy and a proven sales process, but also a really solid, you know, a solid offer that you are promoting with on the ad. So in this video, you really want to pull back the layer in terms of how we are able to help our clients get amazing results even if they have a low budget. And by low budget here, to be clear, I'm talking about being willing to spend anywhere from $500 per month all the way up to $2,500 per month or $3,000 per month on your ads, right? That's what we consider a low budget. And because we work with clients that are going, you know, spending all the way from $1,000 per month all the way up to like $30,000, $50,000 per month with us and having at least a 5, 7x, sometimes even 12x ROI on the back end with the ads. So if it's the first time you come across my content, for context, I am Jolite Mathieu. I run Urban Consulting. We are a consulting firm and ads agency, and we work with clients, helping them really scale their impact, grow their income, using and building and implementing inside the company an evergreen client acquisition system that's really designed to get them more clients, you know, designed to have them help them have a bigger impact and grow their sales predictably. And so one of the biggest things that we do for clients is actually run ads for them. You know, we build a marketing engine for them literally that allows them to grow without having to work harder in the business. And when they come to us, our clients typically they are looking for to scale, and we leverage different platforms depending on what we see, what we think is going to work the best for them. And so Facebook, which is Facebook and Instagram, or YouTube are the platform where we typically run the ads for our client and get them amazing results. So in today's episode, we really want to focus a whole lot more on Facebook and how you can actually see amazing results even if you have a low ad spend, right? Now, the first thing that I want you to have in mind when it comes to getting results with Facebook ads specifically, if you are starting with a small budget, is that you're going to need to leverage, if you're in the info product space, so which means that you are selling a course, a mastermind, a high ticket coaching program, a group coaching program, a membership, an event, a retreat, you know, whatever you are selling, if you're selling an information product, you are really going to need to build a high quality audience, right? You're going to build either leverage a high quality audience or leverage high quality content. The reason why we say so is because when I say industry expert, thought leader, right? You probably spent the past couple of years, you know, creating content, positioning yourself as an expert out there. You've done, you know, retreat, mastermind, you've done group coaching programs, and you're probably putting yourself out there with amazing content. And that content is also building and attracting the right people inside your ecosystem. And so what we want to do here, if you're starting with a small budget, we want to leverage that audience to show them the ads first, because guess what? Those people that have been following you for years, that are in your ecosystem, that listen to you, you know, watch you, like, engage with your content, are most likely to actually buy from you when they see an offer presented to them by you. So we actually like to leverage, you know, retargeting campaign. This can be Instagram engagers. So that's going to be anyone that has, you know, watched your content, engaged with your content on IG, on Facebook for the past, you know, 12 months. We can retarget them, you know, based on how long they've engaged. So here's the thing. Most business owners, when it comes to, or most marketers, when it comes to retargeting, they are going to go ahead and retarget your audience based on just how soon they've engaged with your content. What we like to do is we like to combine just recency in terms of how soon or how far back in the past they've engaged with your content, but we also with intent. And the way in which we measure intent here when it comes to running ads on Facebook is by looking at how much of the content have they consumed. Have they watched 25% of your content? Have they watched 50%, 100% of your content? Based on those elements, it's going to allow us to see how warm they are to your content and to your offer and to your brand and to your message. And that's going to also increase the likelihood of them going ahead and becoming a client from you. So that's really the first thing, like really thinking about how can I target my Instagram engager, my Facebook engager, and creating even lookalike audiences. Why not? Based on those, you know, custom audiences, and, you know, based on their engagement, based on the recency of the engagement, and that can lead, you know, to impressive results. That's what we've seen work over and over again, especially when you target video viewers, and that's why one for us, when a potential client comes and wants to work with us and help us, you know, help you know, want us to help them grow their company, we always look at have they been putting themselves out there? Have they been sharing their perspective, you know, openly, whether that's on the podcast, on the video, on social media, because that again allows us to have those low-hanging fruit that are designed to get them those fast results ASAP, you know, when we launch the campaign. Now, very closely to retargeting your Instagram audience, thinking about your email subscribers as well. Those are typically, an email subscriber is typically generating you about 3 times as much as an Instagram follower. So if people have been opening your emails, you know, reading your emails, clicking on your emails, we can also retarget them on, you know, by retargeting them, of course, I mean sending them a reactivation email sequence, sending them a campaign designed really to reactivate them and get them to purchase, right? That's on a side note, that's not really using Facebook ads, but that's it's something that you can do to get more clients without having to spend a whole lot more on marketing, especially if you're starting with a low budget, right? Now, the second thing that you can actually do when it comes to, you know, if you have a low budget and you want to get amazing result and profitable result with your Facebook ad, is really leveraging simple visual, right? When it comes to your creative, think about really putting your offer right in front of your messaging on your ads. You don't want them to have to think about, okay, what is she selling? What is this offer about? You usually want to lead with the main benefit. We recently had a client, for instance, that was going after a SaaS company, and he was looking to get, it was actually an agency client. They were looking to scale their company, and they were looking to attract more SaaS founder into their company. And they were looking for SaaS founder making at least $25,000 per month. And they were working with those SaaS founders to really help them improve their product and find investor, right? And really had to put their offer in, like, at the forefront of the creative, saying, okay, SaaS founder making at least $25,000 per month, are you looking to achieve this result in this specific time frame? Click here and learn more. And that allowed us, it was a really simple creative that we made on Canva that really pulled out amazing, you know, high quality leads, which were, you know, exactly one that we wanted to actually work with that company. So you don't really have to overthink your creative, especially if you have a low ad budget. Really think simple, because simplicity in this case definitely scales and allows you to just skip all the guesswork and skip all the fancy stuff that typically don't even decrease your performance, right? And so that's when it comes to creative, right? And so that's using Canva is really budget friendly and effective strategy to actually get your creative up and running. The third thing that you can do to if you have a low budget is to craft compelling and concise, you know, ad copy. That's really key, because you really want to lead with direct response here. You don't want to kind of beat around the bush and spend so much time, you know, talking about your philosophy or how you really want to have an ad copy that's structured around the pain point of your target audience, the mass market desire, what they're trying to achieve, how you can help them, what makes you different, and what they get by clicking on your ads, what they get on the other side of the ads, right? You really have an ad. You can even have an ad where you actually tell them what's the price of your program, and once they click, they get on the other side, they actually say, okay, this is the price, they are already warm up and prepared to actually work with you, right? So having that is really, you know, think of simplicity, think of simplifying your ad copy, having it, you know, more persuasive. That's definitely key, and that's really going to allow you to generate impressive results even if you have a low ad budget. And something, you know, one I've made episode here where I've talked about, you know, the targeting and saying, okay, we typically see good results when we go with poor targeting, because it gives Facebook more room for just optimizing your campaign, because your ads are then shown to a whole lot more people, and then Facebook might end up and defining who is going to be best designed to actually buy your product, which person is going to be the most inclined to actually purchase from you or work with you. What we've seen, though, when you have a small budget instead of going for broad, which is amazing when you think about scaling, we really like to go back to the interest-based targeting, really thinking about, okay, what are some of the keywords that this person is using when they are on Facebook? What are some of the pages that they're following? What are some of the interests, right, that they have? And how can we even potentially layer those interests in such a way where we're actually able to have a very niche but highly targeted audience that are out are going to be shown to. You want to think about it in this way, right? If you think about broad targeting, you're asking Facebook, okay, go ahead and around all of the users that you basically have on your database, based on my copy and on my landing page, who is going to be most likely to actually purchase what I have to offer. So you give Facebook the freedom of sniffing through all of the people on the platform are actually finding the right person for the right client for your offer. But with interest-based targeting, you go with already saying, okay, specifically, I want you to show my ads campaign to this specific individual and get them to purchase on the other hand. So that's, this typically leads to, again, more conversions and just without you having to spend a whole lot more on marketing if you have a small ad budget on the front end, right? So that's what I would suggest. So if this would be by targeting again, like, you know, relevant interest, multiple audiences, if you, for instance, have, want to go with maybe the financially well-off individual, we can, you can target interest, you know, linked to those, whether that's, you know, frequent international travelers, whether that's, you know, maybe luxury item or some luxury brand that, you know, your target audience might be likely to purchase because you're going for that high end of the market. Okay, again, so you always want to think about, okay, what's my end goal and what strategy is going to be the most aligned to get me to that end goal whenever you think about crafting an ad strategy when you have a low ad budget. Like, okay, what's my lowest hanging fruit that I can pull off to, you know, to make this happen? And that's why I'm sharing with you a bunch of ideas that you can see which one is going to be fits the most for you, right? Something that we've also seen works really well when it comes to targeting, and this will be like the fourth idea, is really thinking about leveraging customer lookalike audiences, right? Because this really allows you to have your ads shown to people that are just like your ideal client that have purchased in the past. And so customer audience or lookalike audience based off of your Instagram, you know, followers, engager, Facebook engager, those are great, but those are kind of poor, and you don't really know if those guys are actually buyers, right? But when you actually do a lookalike based on someone that has bought from you in the past, this is just amazing, especially if that list is at least, that's a caveat, right? It has to be at least, you know, 1,000 people inside that list for you to be able to have conversion coming from that list, or for Facebook even to be able to create a very targeted list based off of your initial, you know, segment, which is your customer list, basically. So this strategy can really boost your return dramatically and allow you to get significant results without having to spend a whole lot more on ads, right? And one thing which is probably going to be my sixth tip here is really keeping your ad structure simple, right? And focus on conversion is key to success, right? You don't really want to go here and try, you know, the reach objective or try the traffic objective. Really think about, okay, I'm going for conversion. I have a really direct copy, redirect creatives. I'm asking them to, you know, purchase or to actually, and when I say conversion, here's what I actually want to make clear. I don't necessarily mean just a conversion in terms of, oh, okay, this is how much I'm going to ask them to purchase on the back end, but in conversion, I really mean thinking about an event. So it can be asking them to send you a messenger text, for instance. It might be asking them to fill out the form and become a lead. It might be asking them to just give you the name, phone, and or what have you, and email, so I can actually reach out to them on the back end. So conversion really means asking them to take a desired action that you can track and that you can measure, because whether that's, you know, asking them to purchase, asking them to opt in or send you a message on Messenger, or, you know, opt in as a lead, that those are all conversion event that you can measure and optimize over time, right? And so that's extremely important to keep in mind to actually have those conversions coming in and having good results with your ads. So keep the ads campaign structure really simple and focus on those key events. And so that's really going to allow you to see results a whole lot faster. So those are really like my top 6-7 key things that you can do to get better results with your Facebook ads. Again, those are different things that we do. We have in the agency, in our consulting company, we have clients coming to us at different points and in the business journey. And what we pride ourselves of doing is really building a scalable client acquisition system, a scalable and proven process, helping them really get more clients through the door and helping them scale their revenue, their income, their impact in an effortless manner. So those are things that you want to have in mind when it really comes to, you know, growing your business and achieving results with Facebook ads, you know, primarily if you have a low ad spend. So if you're looking for someone, a growth partner, a marketing specialist, a marketing company, an advertising company that's going to come in and build and implement systems inside your company to help you really attract, close, and convert, you know, high ticket client, premium level client that are in line with your offer, please feel free to reach out. We don't really just focus on running the ads, but again, we look at your entire customer journey and we think, how can we actually optimize your entire process to get you the best result, whether that's your offer, your positioning, but also looking at your ad strategy, your sales process, because again, some business owners focus so much on the ads that they forget about what happens after someone has seen the ads, right? How do you convert them on the market if they haven't purchased right off the bat? And so we look at that entire system and allow you to really supercharge what your result and see even more growth faster with our proven done for you or done with you offer. So feel free to reach out. There's going to be a link for you to schedule a call. Hop on a call with my team. We're going to discuss how we can make this happen. And if you got value, you know, listen to the episode, make sure to give it a thumbs up, make sure to leave it, you know, subscribe if you're not already subscribing to the podcast, leave us a review, because again, it helps so much when you leave a review to have the podcast seen by more people, just by more business owners just like you. I'll see you on the next one. Until then, I wish you a lovely rest of the week and take care of yourself. Bye-bye.